Welcome to My African Startup Story. My name is Tony Ndongo, and this podcast is all about getting you to take that dream and inspiration and idea you have in your mind and turn it into a business. He's somebody I've always watched on TikTok. He's an amazing chap. He's super young and he's done phenomenal things in digital. And Elvis, you are a fun person to have. Welcome to My African Startup Story. I want to get straight into the conversation of digital. You have built a community of 365,000 followers on TikTok talking about how they can use social media, digital tools, and the internet to build a life for themselves. How did you get into that?
Well, mostly, thank you for having me, Tony. I actually did get into that in 2022. With the goal of youth empowerment,
yeah,
and just trying to bring out the fact that we can be universally self-dependent by knowing how to do something and monetizing that particular skill. So for me, it was really about just trying to bring something out for the youth to just get to understand that regardless of the traditional employment system, you can do something for yourself. So I got into that, first of all, by just realizing that we have a majority of graduates who are coming out of school, very many of them, and the whole mentality is you need to first get a job.
Right? Yeah.
But where are the jobs? We don't create opportunity for ourselves. So how do we do that? You learn a skill, monetize it, create opportunity for yourself.
You learn a skill, you monetize it, you create an opportunity for yourself. Did you get taught that by someone, or did you just kind of come to it?
No, I actually used YouTube videos to learn all this.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to skills development and just acquiring all the skills I have, which are actually massive. I'm actually a graphic designer, video editor. I can do animation, programmer. I'm into artificial intelligence. All these are things I've actually learned from YouTube. And you see, YouTube channels are the best when it comes to learning. And I had guys complaining that we don't know where we can study something like video editing. And for me, it was, we already have the information. The internet is here with us. So, yeah.
You have done, in my experience, looking at what people have done in terms of building things for themselves, you have done some phenomenal things. And one of the things I remember you talking about on one of your TikTok videos was how you are stuck in a situation and you moved from having no money in the morning to having a ton of cash because you built a website for someone or something.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on how that situation came about?
Well, really, it's all about freelancing.
Mm.
And you see, right now, with the internet and, you know, the penetration of the internet, specifically in Africa and in Kenya, you find that you can work from home easily.
Yeah.
So I'm a web designer.
Yeah.
But I had the problem of getting clients.
Yes.
And one day, a guy phones me and tells me, Elvis, I want you to create a website for me. Mind you, this is my first client. So this guy is telling me that he needs a website like ASAP, and how much are you charging? I tell the guy, I'm going to charge you 15,000 Kenyan shillings.
15,000?
Yes. Mm. And he was like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I tell the guy, like, I need a deposit because I cannot create a website without a deposit.
Yeah.
Immediately, the guy sends me 10,000 shillings in my M-Pesa.
Mm-hmm.
I had no money, nothing in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. 10,000 shillings, especially when you're probably a fresh graduate. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I realized there is power in this. I did the website, and in probably a full day, I had actually finished up on the website. So the guy sends me my money again. And then he tells me, listen, it's not about you delivering the service, but you also get value. You give me quality. So a guy adds me another 10,000 Kenya shillings.
So you get the 15, but then you get an extra 5
extra 10,
because of the professionalism.
Actually, an extra 10,000.
An extra 10,000?
Yes.
For the professionalism.
Yeah, yeah.
And how old were you?
21.
21?
Yes.
How old are you now?
Right now, I'm 26.
26. That's 5 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So this was really about just trying to understand something that you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
Without having to rely on you getting a job, getting the money, all this. And it was an eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
I then got into another project that was worth, I think, around 70,000 Kenya shillings. And I was, you know, you're a young person, a young chap, and you're wondering how you can actually go about it. It was creating an e-commerce website for someone, just in Nairobi. So the guy tells me, I have appliances, this and this and this. And he tells me he needs an e-commerce website.
Yeah.
So I had never created an e-commerce website before. So I was probably working with a range of maybe 30,000 to 70,000 Kenya shillings. And I tell the guy that I'm going to charge you 100,000.
Yeah.
He tells me, no, I don't have 100,000, but I have 70,000. I was like, yeah, it's okay. You know, I don't have the money.
You didn't know how much it was.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
So he sends me a deposit of 45,000.
Yeah.
Work on the website for a full week. And mind you, I've not met this guy at all. You get, I've not seen this guy.
Digital trust. He doesn't know you. You've never met him. How did you get yourself out there? How did you get people to know about you?
I was using Gigi.
Gigi.
Yes.
Okay.
Gigi,
the advertising platform. Gigi.co.ke. Yeah. Right.
I was actually among the first guys to realize his power in advertising your services over there.
Yeah.
So I used to post, I would say that I'm doing company profiles, I'm doing websites, e-commerce websites, brochure websites.
Yeah.
So it happened that these were very good for me.
Yeah.
Like in a week when I started that was still back then.
Mm.
In a week, I would actually do a range of between 10,000 to 80,000 Kenyan shillings.
A week?
In a week.
10,000 to 80,000 shillings in a week.
In a week.
And so I want you to fast forward for me from making 10,000 to 80,000 a week to getting onto TikTok and getting 365,000 people to be coming for classes that you teach. Mm-hmm. How did you do that? What made you skip from, I can do this for myself. Mm-hmm. I can be the only guy who ever does this, mm-hmm. to, I want everyone to know about this. Mm-hmm. And there's so much room at the top. I need more people to learn. What was the thing that changed you?
For me, I had the idea of scaling up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, service provision was a good model for me.
Yeah.
Because what I was doing is skill as a service.
Yeah.
Like anything that came my way, I would do.
Yeah.
You were looking for a video editor, I can do it. You're looking for a logo, I can do it. You're looking for a flyer, I can do it. At one point, I remember someone coming to me and asking me, can you create a course for me that I can actually share with people on how to use Microsoft PowerPoint?
I see.
You get.
So it was someone who gave you the idea of creating a course.
So I did the course for the guy, and the guy ended up making like 450,000 from it.
From the course you made?
Yes.
How much did he pay you?
Paid me like 10 G's.
Like 10?
Yeah.
You got 10,000.
I got 10 G's.
And he went and made 450,000 off that?
Yes.
Okay.
So what the guy did, he contacted me
because
I had a very small microphone setup.
Right.
It's a brand called Maono, if I may mention it.
Mm.
And what I did was recording the sound and the screen.
Right.
And that was about an hour, 2 hours.
Mm.
I sent the course to him, having edited it.
Yeah.
And the guy sent me my 10 G's. Then I find the guy has actually added the course into a website.
Mm.
And the course has like already 350 plus people who've purchased the course.
Yes.
For I think 1,500 Kenyan shillings.
Each. Right.
Then I called the guy and asked him, how much money did you make from this?
Yeah.
He told me, bro, I knew you were going to ask me this.
Yes.
I made like 450,000 from it.
Okay.
And from there, I was like, I think I can do it myself.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started.
You have skills that are transferable, are teachable, are trainable. And you're like, why am I giving this to somebody else? I can be able to do this by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first platform I actually tried was Skillshare.
Okay.
Skillshare allows you to teach. So I did try that. And I remember I used to get like $120 a month for that. It's good.
Okay.
But then I realized that I need to scale it up.
Yeah.
But before I scale it up, I have to create a personal brand for myself.
Right. There you go.
So I did start social. I actually started social media in 2022.
Yeah.
May.
Yeah. That's the time when the dances were popular. Yeah. Everybody was doing a dance. It was all about the dance.
Someone actually convinced me to try TikTok in 2020. And I was like,
you don't want to try it.
Things not mine.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to be a dancer.
Yeah.
So I ignored it. 2020.
You just did the pink shirt. I don't know.
But in high school, I used to dance.
Oh, okay, cool.
But you know, as time goes by, you're like,
you drop some things.
For me, I'm that kind of person who thinks that if something doesn't bring in some monetary value to me, I just don't want to.
You don't want to do it.
So in 2022, I actually get started on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine tells me you can actually try it out. It's something good for you to advertise your web design services.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't need to be looking for web design services or maybe web design clients. I probably should be looking for guys who can learn from me.
Right.
Because with that, I can actually scale.
Yes. So, because you've got different skills that you've understood. So you can teach different skills.
Yeah.
Right.
And remember now, I'm actually trying to think. I can actually do graphic and web design.
Right.
Because after doing some data analysis, I also have some skills in data analysis.
Yeah.
Just getting feedback from guys.
And this is all YouTube. You're just learning all these things from YouTube.
This is YouTube.
Data analysis, YouTube. Website development, YouTube.
It's very easy.
Design, YouTube.
Like you see, data analysis is quite. You just send people a Google form.
Yeah.
You collect feedback from them. You go ahead and analyze it.
And you know exactly what they want looking
and
for.
And now you see we have ChatGPT.
Yeah.
ChatGPT analyzes your data in seconds.
Yes.
You don't need to pay a data analyst like 400,000 for that.
No.
So you see, that's the power of technology
in
YouTube itself.
Yeah.
So I realize that most guys are looking to learn monetizable courses.
Monetizable courses, that's what it is.
Like, brief example is this. Bachelors of Commerce.
Yeah.
BCom.
Yes.
A brief example. Yeah. Well, let me take my course because I did procurement in school.
Okay.
How can you monetize procurement if you think about it?
Kiare. You go and work at a port somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah.
But how many people are thinking like you? Millions of them, right?
Very many.
How can you?
Every single graduate from procurement wants to go and work at Kiare.
And you see, everyone is looking to work.
Yes.
Not to monetize.
Not to monetize.
You see, monetizing means you sell a product, you get the money, right? You sell a service, you get your money, right? For me, I was that kind of a person because I remember I got into Kiare as an attachee.
You did get into Kiare?
In 2018.
Okay. And as an attachment?
Yes, just an attachment.
But which one? Kenya, Nairobi?
No, Mombasa.
In Mombasa.
Long road.
Okay.
So these guys were giving me 7,000 Kenya shillings a month. And they're taxing it. They're like taxing it to 1,200. And I'm getting 5,800. And the 5,800 I'm getting is probably in the middle of the month. Like
5,800.
Yeah. One point it was 5,600 and I was like, this thing is not. The moment my attachment actually ended, it actually ended on the 1st of April.
Yeah.
In the 1st of April, I was already in a bus heading back home.
You were done.
I was like, I'm never going to be employed again.
That was your, that's it.
That's it for me.
That's it.
And I was like, for me, I personally know I have the skills.
Yes.
Because in KRA,
yeah.
I was even better in IT than the IT attaches.
Ah, because YouTube.
I know how to use, I know server infrastructure, I know design, networking, all these things. So these guys used to have problems. Mm. Mind you, these are the guys who are doing IT. They have problems, yeah. They come to me.
But you are the guy who learned on YouTube.
I actually learned things on YouTube. Yet these guys have gone to school and learned things. You get?
So you understood earlier that access to information, access to online courses,
yes,
can empower you and give you skills, because it's not a degree,
yes,
economy. It's a skills economy, and a lot of people don't get that.
They don't get that.
Yeah, most of the people who are at the top of the pyramid financially, it's not about their paperwork; it's about their skill set.
What they know.
That's it. It's what you know.
So you see, that for me was actually an eye opener.
Yeah,
because I tend to think that people should really prioritize, not really working.
Yeah.
But you need to prioritize the fact that you can do something and make money from it.
I got this quote from someone. It's not those who work hard who win. It's those who know more who win.
Exactly.
That's the win right there.
Yes.
Mm.
And you see, knowing how to do something doesn't take you 3 years.
No, it doesn't. It
takes you 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, brief example, something like blockchain. How many blockchain developers do you know in Kenya?
I can count them in one hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity.
Everything is on YouTube.
And
everything is on YouTube.
Like, I would literally tell you,
yeah,
the YouTube channel you go to,
yeah,
to learn any skill.
Mm.
So that's the message I was trying to
And YouTube's owned by Google, which is one of the best search engines we have right now after TikTok. So just go and search for learning blockchain.
Yeah.
When it comes to the inclination of people towards the skills that you are providing, where do you see most people going?
To skills.
Yeah, in terms of
I would
of
say skills. Mostly people are looking for digital skills.
Yeah.
And highly monetizable skills.
Yeah.
Because, like, let me go back to something like web design.
Right.
Currently, I'm doing web design on a massive scale.
Yeah.
And my team is basically a team of copywriters, graphic designers, UI UX designers. I also have SEO experts. So these are guys who help me in creating a website.
Mm.
Ideally, for me, like, designing a website, that is designing, not developing, would actually take me less than a day.
Mm.
You see, that's a highly monetizable skill.
Yeah.
Because one website, I can actually do like 65,000.
For a website?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the minimum I charge.
Design.
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 So someone comes and tells me, Elvis, I have this and this and this, create a website for me.
Yeah.
It's going to cost me probably like 65,000 shillings, you have a good website.
Right.
Probably a 10 page.
Yeah.
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 And you see, you have copywriters, you have graphic designers. Yeah. So these guys get the job.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that you learn a skill, monetize it, and create opportunity for yourself,
yeah,
as well as others.
That's it. That's so crazy.
You get
that there are so many people who do not have work, but you're here pushing 65,000 shillings a day because of something people could learn on YouTube.
Yes.
It's wild. Have you started doing, I know this, and you're one of the few people I've ever come across who did this. Mm. Tell me about that course that you created, that you told folks that you'd only be doing the course from 5 a.m. Yes. to 6:30 a.m. And how many people showed up for that course?
350.
350 people.
Yes.
Start from the top.
Last year,
yeah,
at the end of the year, I was thinking that now, because already now I have the traction.
Right.
Guys are getting to notice me.
Yeah.
Like anytime I walk in the streets, guys are like, Elvis, it really helped me.
Yeah.
And because last year I didn't monetize, I was fully into not monetizing.
That was your intention?
I was fully into personal branding.
Right. I see. I see.
You guys have to.
So you sacrificed the monetizing to build the personal brand. Gotcha.
So I built the personal brand. Yeah, because you see, right now, what you have to understand is that for people to buy from you, they have to trust you.
That's correct. Yeah. Trust is currency.
Trust is the most important thing.
Yeah.
So I focused on really building my personal brand.
Yeah.
And it was really good for me because I was able to amass like 300,000 followers.
Yeah.
Currently, been able to do like 368,000. Actually, hit 368,000 today.
Right.
And I had actually built a community of like 37,000 members.
On Telegram. Right.
Facebook is like 21,000.
Right.
LinkedIn is like 12,000.
Right. So that's collectively roughly 450,000 people.
Yeah, 450,000, 500,000
people. Yeah.
But ideally, that doesn't really matter. What matters for me is that one post, one video, one article, one social media post.
Yeah.
I'll do a video on TikTok.
Right.
Hits like 200,000 people.
Right.
Views.
Yeah.
That's roughly a target of like people who've watched your video. That's like 200,000.
Yeah.
You do another one, you get like 20,000, 40,000.
Yeah.
So on a cumulative basis, on a weekly basis, I can do like 1.5 million views. How many people have viewed your post? Over 1 million, right?
That's a lot.
That's what matters.
That's the brand. That's your face. That's Elvis.
That's what matters.
That's when people start trusting you. They're like, I've seen you again and again and again. Your story is consistent. You're always there. You're always there for me.
Yes.
I see that.
That's really what I look for.
Right.
So now, this year, I decided that I'm actually going to monetize.
Right.
And it's not monetizing in a way that brands have to pay me, because I'm that kind of a guy who is so self-sufficient that, or self-dependent, that I don't want you guys to pay me. I have to work for myself, because I know if I do it by myself and put in the effort, I can actually get it.
And you will not be then subject to whatever the brand requires you to say, do. You've built your community over a couple of years.
Yes.
You have a right to be able to say, this is what I want my people to see or to hear or to say. It gives you freedom when you own your community instead of your brand owning the community.
Exactly. Gotcha. Authenticity is also very important.
Yeah.
People have to know you that you don't create scripted kind of content. You see, there are guys who do scripted content.
Yeah.
For me, I'm that kind of a guy who can shoot 10 videos saying the same, almost the same thing, but it's a different topic.
Yeah.
I actually don't even write scripts. What comes in my head is what I post. And that's why you were asking me the other day how I'm able actually to do like 5 posts in a day.
In a day. That's really crazy. And that is that what got you to the 350 people at 5 a.m.?
Consistency.
So you did the consistency thing. And then what did you do? Did you create the program? Like, what got you to that place of saying 5 a.m.?
Yes. What I realized is that we have to bring in uniqueness. When it comes to a business idea, you have to solve a problem. And then you have to have a unique selling point. What is your uniqueness as a person? Yeah. Most people have programs they are running. Very many social media content creators. And I remember there's one guy who had like 20,000 followers and he was already selling something and making a lot of money from it. But I was like, no, it's not yet that time for me. So I did start the 5 a.m. challenge and I said that this will be my first program. And I was actually targeting 100 guys, charging 1,500 Kenyan shillings. That was enough for me.
That was it.
But, within the first day of actually sharing the idea, because now it's something unique, because rarely do people wake up at 5 a.m. to learn something.
That's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
5 a.m. is a sacrifice.
So I was trying to bring the sense into people that you can wake up in the morning, start your day by just doing something different. There's a book called The 5 a.m. Club.
Everybody know. Yeah.
Exactly. Child.
Yeah.
And you find that now the most efficient and the most effective people actually wake up in the morning. It doesn't really mean that you have to wake up at 3 a.m. 5 a.m., 1 hour is actually enough for you to actually get started with something.
Yeah.
So I decided that I'm actually going to set that particular time to educate people on personal development, self-improvement, and, you know, something that will really open your mind.
Right.
I did that.
Yeah.
And people actually got to understand the idea.
Right.
And I actually got, within the first 2 weeks of doing that, I already had like 200 guys registering.
200 people said, yes. That's, so at 1,500, that's 300,000 shillings.
Yeah,
300,000. You're waking up at 5 in the morning.
Yes.
To talk to people from 5 to 6.
Yes. It's actually, this is for 200 guys.
This is for 200 people.
Now I had 350. Because 100 and around 40 guys signed up a day before.
A day before.
Yeah. And that wasn't the only thing. Because after that, we did night school.
So you changed to night school?
Night school now is...
So you're doing night school and day school at the same time?
No. immediately after the 5 a.m. Session,
which
the 5 a.m. club, the 5 a.m. challenge, I actually decided that it's important that people get to understand computer literacy and digital literacy.
Right.
So I brought in Night School,
right,
which was a program to actually just educate you on how to use a computer.
Right. Because the basics.
Typically, people don't know how to use a computer.
Right.
They don't know an input device, an output device. They don't know what's a CPU. Like if you tell someone what's the architecture of a CPU, they don't know it. Right. So I had to actually sit the people down and educate them step by step.
Right.
We moved on to Microsoft Office Word. You know, people think that
Microsoft Office Word. Yes.
Because we were talking about Microsoft packages, as well as one of the most important things that you have to understand
today,
the Google Workspace.
Yes.
Guys don't know they can actually make money from that.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
They don't. Because, I don't even know you can make money from Google Workspace.
You can.
Like, how?
For me, first of all, you know, Google Meet?
Mm-hmm.
People think that the Google Meet that you find is the basic.
Mm.
You actually be shocked by the kind of things that you can do with the premium one.
Mm.
The premium one allows you to teach people.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you had like 10 people.
Yeah.
You're training them on something, but on a particular topic.
Right.
And you, each of them is paying you 5,000. You don't have to be there with them. You are actually doing it virtually. Now, let me tell you the idea I had.
Mm.
I had the idea of opening up somewhere in Westlands.
Yeah.
To just teach people.
Like a physical, physical presence. Yeah.
But I did the estimations of costs and realized it's going to cost me like 1.2.
Just the overheads.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
And then, before I actually had the chance to break even, it took me like 3 months.
Yeah.
But then I realized with only 10,000 Kenya shillings a month.
Yeah.
And now listen to this. This is the overhead.
Yeah.
10,000 Kenya
shillings. That's it. From 1.2 million to 10,000.
Yes. Google Meet. Because now I had to actually get a webcam.
Yeah.
Webcam is 5,000.
Yeah, that's even a fancy webcam, bro. That's like your top tier.
Get yourself the lights.
That's another...
No, it's cheap. We actually got generic ones.
1,500, 200,
5,000.
5,000 bob, there you go.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, 20,000 is enough for me.
That's it.
I only need 5 people paying me 4,000 for me to break even.
And you've broken even. 5 people paying you 5,000 to break even.
So how many people signed up for my courses?
How many signed up?
350.
350 people.
Immediately, I got that money. I was calling my mom and telling her, listen, have you ever heard of online work?
Your mom?
Yeah.
Like you literally need your mom to join this clique now?
No, I was telling her because now she's a principal. You see, for me, I've been raised by very tough parents.
Yeah.
My dad is a lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually just retired.
Yeah.
My mom is a principal.
So these were academic heavies.
Oof.
They wanted to see you to be like a doctor or an architect or an engineer. What was the...
Never.
No?
My mom was like, listen, my dad actually gave me a laptop when I joined university.
Right.
And he told me, take this laptop. Don't ask for any money from me.
That's it.
It's a 100,000 Kenya shilling laptop.
And that's all I'm giving you.
Take this.
Yeah.
My mom was like, listen, you are a mature person.
Uh-huh.
And remember, I'm the first one.
Ooh.
So I set the pace for my siblings.
Yes, you do.
And it's not only my siblings, because I have other cousins behind me, like probably 30 or 40 of them.
Who are looking up to you to see what you come up with and what you do with your life.
I have to set a pace for that.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone has to see something this guy is doing.
Yeah.
And they might be interested in that.
Yeah.
So that's how I was actually even able to bring my brothers into tech.
Mm-hmm.
One of my brothers is in cybersecurity development.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is more of a designer. So he does interior design and architecture.
Right.
He's making good money.
Yeah.
Just doing that.
You just taught them how to do this.
And it's very, very simple.
Yeah.
So that was it for me.
Right.
For me, I had to first figure out how I can actually use this device that was given to me by my father.
Yeah.
How to make the money.
Yeah.
And over and above, I was actually able to scale to this extent.
Yeah.
And I was telling you the story of teaching people online.
Mm.
I realized that you can fill a classroom online very cheaply on a massive scale and at very low costs.
And what do you say to people who have spent years and hundreds of thousands of shillings sending their children to universities and these kids come out and they've been home 2 years looking for work, incapable of finding anything? What do you say to these parents who are just, they're losing hope, they don't understand what to do with their kids, they like the world is just very, very different. Remember, we are the same generation that when we were in our teens, and even, you know, you're probably much younger than, you're actually much younger than I am, we still had black and white TVs. Like in the last 40 years, we've moved from black and white TVs that had analog knobs to a digital screen, and even Apple eyewear that allows you to project holograms into the air. Mm. Like, it's such a big stretch for so many people to say, I used to have a company of 12 people, but I'm firing all of them because now I have ChatGPT. And ChatGPT does my accounts, it does my legal, it does my sales and business development. What do you say to those parents who are feeling just lost with their kids? And what do you say to their kids as well?
Very simple thing. Mm. Get yourself a desk and get yourself a chair.
Mm-hmm. Desk and chair.
Get yourself a Wi-Fi router. Mm-hmm. Very good internet. I'm not promoting any company.
Just get yourself good internet. Just good Wi-Fi.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Get yourself a corner in your house.
Yeah.
Open YouTube. That's the first place you start.
Yeah.
The YouTube channel is like Free Code Camp. Bring your own laptop.
Free Code Camp.
Everything over there. Actually, if it's even much better for you,
yeah,
pay the 500 shillings that YouTube asks for.
You're not going to get the premium service. You will not see the ads anymore. Yeah. Pay 500 bucks for YouTube a month.
Yes.
Yeah. Remove the money from Netflix, put it on YouTube. Yes.
Then do some self-assessment.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. It's important to do self-assessment. So you know what you're good at. Don't do what you've been told or what sounds interesting or sexy at the time.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
Exactly.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm. Sit yourself down and ask yourself a very simple question.
Yeah.
What is my interest? What am I passionate about? What can I do for myself?
What are my interests?
What am I passionate about?
What can I do for myself?
And the most important question is, for everything that you buy, you have to get your money back.
Mm.
Believe me, I'll never buy something that will not give me my money back.
Yeah.
If I have to buy a laptop that is going to cost me like 100,000,
yeah,
I actually have a plan or a program to actually get that money back.
In a certain period of time.
Yes.
Not one day in the future, specifically when you're going to get it back.
I'm that kind of a guy. And people might say it's a bad attitude.
Yeah.
But for me, I tend to think it's more of you getting to manage your finances the proper way.
Right.
And getting a return on your investment.
Right.
For me, like, I also look at something that we tend to waste a lot of time.
Mm.
Time is currency.
It is.
Time is money.
Yeah.
Now,
and it is not one you can get back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, in that particular desk of yours, probably you're a parent, and you're seated in your house, and you have your kids in your house.
Mm.
Sit them down in that particular corner. Let them learn.
Mm.
Let them learn coding. Let them learn how to write.
Mm.
You know,
copywriting.
And stuff. You know, despite having
professional email writing is one of those things that I've always never understood.
Yeah.
Like, you tell somebody to apply for a job and they start with hi, and the hi is spelled H-A-I-E.
Exactly.
And you're not sure what to do. And then at the end of it, they have like K, which is like a K. And I'm like, okay, Sal, you're Gen Z. That's okay. Just attempt. You know, attempt. Just do. Give me a professional. It's those small professionals. It's those things at the edge that so many people just don't have. And people aren't learning how to do them.
They need to learn all that.
Mm.
And it's free on YouTube.
It's free on YouTube. Mm. When you look at yourself 2 years from now, where do you think Elvis is going to be?
2 years from now?
Yeah.
Probably a big brand.
Mm-hmm. I think you're a big brand already. But, keep going.
I'm actually already. Now, the thing for me is, I'm a very simple guy.
Yeah.
People think that this big guy is always busy, he's always this. I recently started getting guys from Nigeria, South Africa.
Mm.
So now, for the past 2 years, I've been known in Kenya.
Yeah.
Now, over the next 2 years, my reach is probably Africa.
Yeah.
Because now, like, I'm getting guys from Nigeria noticing me, Morocco, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda. I was actually invited to, is it Rwanda? I don't know. I can't remember well. But so my reach is going to be to that extent.
And all you're teaching is learn a skill.
And you see, a skill doesn't take you 5 years.
No.
It takes you like for example, for me, literally, let me just tell it to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my opinion is relevant at this point. But I tend to think that university should not be like your place to think that's your solution to life.
Let's talk about that. Because I know you're passionate about talking about this university thing. And universities are going to look at you and they're going to say some negative things about you. But let's talk about universities. Because the real question now is a university worth it?
let me say this.
I see the disclaimer coming through.
Right now.
Is a university worth it?
No. And the reason I'm actually going to say no.
No.
No, I'm going to say yes and no.
Okay.
But let me first explain them.
All right.
Do you know that right now you can actually sit down and learn something that a Stanford graduate studied online? You know Coursera?
Yes.
Top universities and colleges have their courses over there.
Yes, they do.
And they're much even more affordable.
Yes.
And you can even get academic aid and you learn for free.
Yes.
You get?
Yeah.
You're learning a curriculum
yeah.
for top that is meant for top tier universities online.
Online.
You get?
Then
I'll say yes. The reason I'm going to say yes, that university is worth it. It's not for your academics. It's for your personal development, self-improvement, and networking.
Yes.
Remember, for me, my skills...
Can you just say that again?
University is not for your education.
It's not for education.
It's for your personal development.
Personal development.
Self-improvement.
Self-improvement.
And your networking.
And networking.
Nothing else.
It's a social experiment. That's what it is.
I'm
you go to uni to grow up.
I'm going to ask you like a very simple question.
Yeah.
How many guys, like if you ask someone, you went to university, right?
Yeah.
And... you did study for 4 years.
Yeah.
But what is it that you remember? Most guys are going to say, I remember clubbing. University was nice.
Yeah.
We used to go to all these events. This guy probably doesn't even remember the lecturer.
Yeah. The name of the lecturer did the thing.
Doesn't remember the lecturer who was actually in quantitative maths or something like that. The guy remembers the experiences. Oh, the hall was big. We used to have all these things. Ask anyone.
Yeah. It's the social, it's the social experiences that they remember. It's not the... school experiences, a majority of people remember. And I'm curious also to know what percentage of people who went to university are sticking to the degrees that they studied in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it like for me, I did procurement in business, but now I'm in IT.
I did international relations and journalism. I did startups
else,
in tech.
Someone else, like I remember a friend of mine, guy did, I don't know, animal husbandry, don't remember what that was. And the guy now is doing artificial intelligence.
And... see. The generation that we have right now is changing careers estimatedly 5 times in their lifetime. And I'm not saying changing jobs. I'm saying changing careers.
Yeah.
Like you are a doctor, you become a firefighter, you move to become an IT specialist, then you decide you want to go to the moon. It's just everybody's all over the place.
Universities are a social playground. Like just call it.
Universities are a social playground. You're gonna be in some trouble with that. Universities. No, but we need to talk about it though.
One thing, you know, one thing we have, one thing I believe in is the truth.
Yes.
And that's why
let's just be real with this.
I don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
Like, why would you spend 6 years learning something, spend millions? That's you need a return on investment.
And then artificial intelligence comes and says, hello, pancreatic professional oncologist. I have learned how to figure out how many people have this disease in seconds. And we don't need you anymore. It's like the example of helicopter pilots and the cameraman who used to be in helicopter pilots. Remember the time whenever there's a story happening, there's a fire or there's a traffic jam, there was always a guy in a chopper who was hired and a cameraman put in that chopper to go do it. Now we have drones.
We have drones. You see, one thing we have to understand is adaptability.
Yeah.
You have to adapt to current technologies and developments.
That's true.
In the next few years, you're going to find many businesses closing up.
Because AI has taken over.
You're not adapting to the change that is happening.
That's true.
And for me, like it's about being realistic with what we do.
Yeah.
I know me saying this is probably going to make a lot of guys scared.
Yeah.
But it's better that you're scared and you know the truth rather than wait for it to come and get you.
And you're unprepared and you don't know where to go and you don't know what to do.
Technology is coming up. Like if you think about it right now, we have blockchain.
Now,
universities should stop teaching people money and banking because soon enough, we're actually going to be having decentralized finance.
Yeah.
DeFi.
Yeah.
You have control over your finances.
Yes. It's not held by a bank anywhere because crypto is new, but no one's paying attention because, they're only hearing about Sam Bankman-Fried. They're only hearing the bad stories. What they're not realizing is the world is moving forward and they're being left behind.
Plus, I tend to believe that we have to think about it in terms of how can you do something, bring value to the world, and even make money from it?
Yeah.
At the same time, you can actually provide opportunity for others.
Mm.
Like for me, with my content creation, let me tell you the opportunity I provide.
Yeah.
Videographers, photographers, copywriters, SEO experts, right? And it's a massive number of people. Like on average, in a month, I'm actually going to find myself paying between 10 to 15 guys.
you are paying between 10 to 15 people.
Yes. Guy's going to tell me, and for me, I don't pay you to a salary.
No.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
You give me a cup of coffee.
It's a skill-based fee.
You give me a cup of coffee, I pay you for that.
Yeah.
No, not you sitting down, somewhere just like this, just because you have a job, and leaving at 5 p.m. and expecting a salary for me. I don't work like
that. That's crazy.
You do something for me, you improve my systems, I pay you for that.
Mm.
You get? You develop a website for me, I pay you for that. I think we should move on to the idea that we have to be productive and getting paid for being productive.
Mm, not being present.
Not being present.
Yay, that's a powerful one. Getting paid for productivity, not being present. Because a lot of people are getting paid for being present.
Like, I'm going to ask you a very simple question.
Yeah.
Do you know how many hours do you think any normal human being is actually going to work very well? Like, someone is going to work.
Plus or minus 8 hours a day. Yeah.
And you find, like, for me, let me give you an example. I tend to think that on average, especially for guys in tech, you can be productive for 2 hours in a day, and for the rest of the day, you can rest.
And make 10 times what the person who worked for 8 hours in a day makes.
Yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah, yesterday was Sunday.
Worked on a full website, received a deposit of 30K, but the website was done by the end of the day. Yeah, and yeah. I only needed 2 hours to do that. So that's a cap of 15,000 shillings per hour. So if you do 15,000 Kenyan shillings per hour, probably working 6 hours a day, that's how much?
I'm going to do quick math. That's 90,000
per day.
That's
like,
so if you do that for 30 days, just
not even 30
just,
days.
Let's just 10 average
days. 10 days.
Just do 30 days. Let's just do 30, like a salaried person, 30 days. You're making 90,000 shillings a day.
Times 30.
That's 270. No, 2.7 million. Earning a C-suite salary.
There are people who are actually getting to that level. And you see, for me, I think that we should get paid for what you do.
Yeah, skill.
It's not what you have.
Position.
No, everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you, like, on average, probably someone is employed.
Yeah.
And your salary is like 90,000 shillings per month. Guys think that's a lot of money.
90,000.
You see, like, what?
90,000 bob.
90,000 bob. And think about this. This is a normal scenario for very many Kenyans.
Yeah.
You go to school, go to university. Everyone is clapping up and saying, wow, wow, you did it.
You got your hat.
Yeah.
You're throwing a thing on top.
Why do universities tell you, please return the gown?
Yeah.
When you're done, make sure you return it or we fine you.
Mm.
You return your gown.
Mm.
You come back to the world. Your gown is not there.
No.
All you have is a paper.
The world doesn't care.
You go to Westlands and the guy, you tell them, I studied this and this, I can do this. The guy's like, no, we don't want you. Then the same guys are actually going to go and look for someone who knows how to do something.
Mm.
You can develop this kind of ERP system.
Show me what you've done.
And the guy's like, yeah, I can do this. This is.
Here's my proof.
And the guy is just, so we've seen what you can do. So listen, we are on the bargaining table. So how much do you expect from this?
That's it.
First thing.
Yeah.
Right now we have technology.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you have to travel.
No.
You can work from your house.
And build something for someone in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And life is good.
Like where I live. Mm. Majority of the guys who live there are freelancers.
So you guys are the ones who never leave the house over the week, but on the weekend you're clubbing because you got money, bro.
Man.
I know your types. I'm you one get of them. I see it.
So because you're going to find, like, a guy is going, and mostly nowadays freelancers are even getting paid per week.
Yeah. And there's different ways to get paid. You don't, I mean, folks are over here talking, and I am one of those people who says you must pay carry. Please pay carry.
Yeah.
But there's other ways that people are getting paid that don't go through carry. Whether it's Binance, or you're getting paid by Upwork directly.
All you need is to have some USDT.
Or Wise, just USDT and deposit. You're good. And okay. Deposit. And that's why people are not understanding crypto, and everyone's over here complaining that the shilling is 140-something, 150-something. People are holding USDT.
Freelancers, actually, let me give you something.
In closing.
we get paid.
Yes.
Probably in Kenya shillings.
Yes.
But you don't want to hold these Kenya shillings.
No, you don't.
You also don't want to go to the bank.
Yes, you don't want to go to the bank.
USDT.
USDT, the United States dollar token. For all of us who don't know what that is.
And most guys have to understand that. So ideally, maybe as we conclude.
Yeah.
Skills are the way.
Skills are the way.
People, learning a skill, and you don't need, like, there's a principle. They're very good Japanese principles about productivity and time management.
Yeah.
And one of the principles I like is that you don't have to learn 3 hours a day. It's about 1% improvement on a daily basis.
That's it.
1%.
Yes.
Like right now, Yesterday, I was actually just doing a refresher on cryptocurrency, and investing in cryptocurrency, specifically DeFi and understanding Solidity.
Right.
You know, if I mention something like Solidity, guys are like,
what is that?
What is that?
What are these new ones?
You get? So all this is all about knowing something new every day. By the time you're hitting 1 year, the things you know,
the compound learning that you've been able to just basically absorb over that period of time.
Think of guys like Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
The guy says compound interest
on
your money. It's not about making $1 million in a day.
No. It's about compounding.
Compounding. And if you learn a skill every day, it doesn't mean that you learn different skills.
No.
Look at what you're good at. If you're very good at video editing,
understand
it comprehensively.
Get better. Get a camera. Start shooting. Do the thing. Just do the thing.
And then we also need to have soft skills. Despite talking about hard
skills. Yeah, the professionalism of it.
There are very many guys, someone is very good in business,
but
his English is poor.
Mm-hmm.
His writing is poor. Because believe me, if someone tells you, Chief, send me a proposal for the same.
Yeah.
And you're there writing something that doesn't make sense. You're called to a board meeting. And the first thing you're saying is, my name's R. You get? You start saying things like, thank you so much for having, you know, that kind of lingo that is normally in Kenya.
Yeah.
Where we think that, you see, there's this Mazimbiting thing. You
can Oh my God, that thing irritates me so much.
Marombotonjo, those things.
Those ones.
And you're going to hear someone saying that, I don't have a job, but I have
to. But ask them to speak.
Ask them to speak.
Yeah.
The guy is like, I think you've heard
that. I understand.
One thing that I know is that you need to up your soft skills at the same time.
So hard skills.
Soft skills. And then finally, money management.
And money management.
You get money, you spend it. Yeah. 3 years down the line, you're broke.
There you go.
Then you restart again.
Yeah.
You get it, you spend it, you're broke again.
Vicious cycle, always.
So probably when we bury you, you're going to be like, you have nothing.
Yes.
But you used to make like 600,000 a day. You get?
Because you were never able to take that money and compound it.
Yeah.
Elvis, it's been such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
You are a phenomenal person to talk to. And if you don't know Elvis, go find him on TikTok. He's everywhere. He's literally everywhere. You're trying to get onto Instagram now, so you're going to be getting more fans on Instagram.
Instagram is very tough.
It's a tough place, because it's a different community. But still, let's go. I think it's important for us to also reach out to people on Instagram, because everybody's trying to make some money.
Instagram is about quality.
And we're going to start doing that.
Oh,
yeah, I've shown you how. But it was so nice to have you on My African Startup Story. I can't wait to see what we create, and I'm going to be seeing you on TikTok soon.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Pleasure.